This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. My name is Allison Pimentel, and I'm so happy to be with you all today. I am scrolling through the tiles of your photographs and seeing your faces, and I'm always so happy to be in this community, this collaboration between the UCLA Mindful Awareness Center and the Hammer Museum to bring you this exploration of meditation every Thursday. And I see people from Anne from Albuquerque and Sherry from LA and somebody's Michaela from Manchester, people from New York. It's so good to see you coming in from so many places to practice mindfulness. So we come together to practice mindfulness meditation because we're interested, I presume, in exploring the mind. Mindfulness is a way of paying attention to the moments of our lives as they unfold with openness, curiosity, willingness to be with what is, and a lot of compassion and kindness. My daughter, when she was a little younger, as a little girl, listened to a kids' science podcast, and their tagline was, "We're serious about being curious." And in a way, that's what I feel this practice of mindfulness meditation invites us to be serious about being curious about our inner lives, our inner experience, and also about the world around us, because we are inextricably connected. And in addition to being serious about being curious, there's also playfulness in this practice. There's also a sense of wonder, discovery, exploration, challenge. When we sit down to look within, to look inside of us, to look from inside of us, outside of us, into that mystery that is, you know, within us and all around us. Carl Jung said, who looks inside dreams, who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakes. And that's what we're doing with this practice. We're sort of using this as an opportunity to wake up to the moments of our lives as they are unfolding, not to be sort of lost in the blur of the past or leaning forward into the anticipation of the future, but really waking up to this moment. And we know that in order to wake up, you have to first be asleep, right? So that's also what's happening in our practice of meditation. We find ourselves often moving between states of wakefulness and sleepiness, be that literal or metaphorical. We are alert sometimes. We are drowsy or checked out or foggy sometimes. We vacillate, we go back and forth. And each time we notice in our meditation practice that we've sort of wandered off or drifted off or gotten foggy or sleepy, we get to begin again. And this is actually a really fundamental part of meditation practice. And I just want to spend a few minutes before we move into the guided portion of our time together today to talk a little bit about what it means to begin again, both in our meditation practice while we're actually formally or informally practicing meditation, and also in our lives. One of the definitions of the word begin is to come into being. I love that. So when we begin, we come into being. I think it was Kurt Vonnegut that said, we're human beings, not human doings. And we spend so much of our time doing. And through meditation practice, we can practice being. So coming into being, beginning again, once our mind has wandered. So as many of you who have practiced before know, and those of you who are new to this practice will very quickly come to know, often an instruction that's given in meditation guidance is when you're invited to choose an object of meditation as a sort of home base. Often it's your breath or sound, or maybe the repetition of a word or a phrase. And when the mind wanders away from that object, that home base, and you notice the mind has wandered, you're invited to begin again, to bring it back, to wake up to what's happening now, not what's happening down those roads you've traveled into the past or into the future. And so in our meditation practice, while we're sitting and practicing and working with our breath or with sound or with whatever other object we've chosen, we have the opportunity countless times in any given period of practice to begin again, to start over. And we can notice when we do begin again, what the sort of tone of our minds is. So sometimes we find ourselves with an aspiration or an intention to stay with the breath, for example. And then we find we're, you know, creating our grocery list. And we can feel discouraged or judgmental because we feel like we shouldn't be doing this, that meditation somehow means that our mind should be perfectly poised, perfectly balanced on what we've chosen as our object, when in fact that's not the case. It really can't be. The mind is made to think, to dream, to wander. And in our practice, we actually have the benefit, the opportunity at the moment that we know that we realize the mind has wandered, to begin again, to wake up. It's actually the magic moment of our practice that we can then return with a gentle, non-judgmental, kind, curious way. We can be gentle with ourselves as we begin again, as we return to our breath or whatever it may be. This same process, this sort of vacillation between wakefulness and sleepiness or presence and distraction happens in our own lives outside of meditation. We get distracted, we get restless, we lose focus. We set out with an intention to do something and we don't do it. We find ourselves doing anything but that. We tell ourselves we'll be less reactive with our spouse or our child, or we'll commit to exercising more regularly, or commit to being part of the solution for a cause that we are committed to or feel strongly about, but haven't actively participated in. And then those things don't happen. And often we can judge ourselves harshly in those moments. So what we can learn, what we can practice, a skill we can build in meditation is in those moments to treat ourselves kindly with compassion and begin again, to come into being, into the kind of being you want to be, to place the mind where you want it to go, to be with your experience in a friendly way, in an open way, in a compassionate way. So that you have a greater chance of acting more skillfully and with more compassion in the world. So we will explore this field of beginning again in our practice, which will be about 15, 20 minutes or so of guided meditation. And whether you began meditating 30 years ago or 3 months ago or today you are beginning, you're exactly at the right time to practice. So get yourselves comfortable. There's no particular posture to assume. You can sit up or lie down, but find a way of being in your body that is at once at ease and alert. A way of being in your body that promotes a sense of wakefulness, that supports a sense of wakefulness in your body. So when you get sleepy, literally or metaphorically, you can return to this embodied sense of wakefulness. A meditation teacher I know once once invited us to sit as if there was a big oak tree behind you and you're resting your back on it. So if that image serves you, please feel free to use it. And just taking a few moments to really come into being here now. And why don't we, across all these miles and all of these devices, take a community breath or two together. So if you'd like to join me, please take a deep breath in and let it out. Again, breathing in and out. And now letting the breath just be, however it is. And as we move into this period of practice, perhaps just touching into your own aspiration for this time. Why are you here? Why have you come? Are you willing to try to begin over and over again with kindness, with curiosity, being serious about being curious, and also being sweet to yourself? Your eyes can remain open if they're open, or they can fall closed if that feels good. And we can begin by opening to sound, to the sounds within you, around you, the sound of my voice. The inner sounds, the outer sounds. This opening and attuning to sound can be a sort of welcome mat to your practice, a way through the threshold into greater awareness, openness. So seeing if you can experience sound in a way that's not so much conceptual, but more experiential, letting the sound wash through you. And you might notice as you open to sound in this way that there's really a sort of effortlessness involved with receiving sound or hearing. You don't have to go out and grab sound and snatch it and keep it close or push it away. You can just be, and it's around you. And when your mind moves away into thinking, planning, judging, imagining, see if you can gently begin again. Begin again to open to sound. In these opening moments of our practice together, allowing sound to be the home base. And as you sit here and begin to quiet the body, you can always take the opportunity to refresh your posture by sitting up a little straighter. If you've noticed, you've begun to slouch. And refresh the posture of the mind, the leaning of the mind. By drawing it to up, by letting it be in awareness of sound. And now, if you wish, you can take up that thread of the breath. Get curious about it, seriously curious. You might spend the first moment just aware of the breath, shifting your shape, moving in cool through the nostrils and out warm. I've heard it said that the breath can be like a dear friend you see in a crowd across the room. You want to get closer. You want to connect. You don't want to lose sight. It can be helpful to find the place in your body, in your experience of breathing, where you feel the breath most clearly and let your attention rest there. So for some of us, that might be in the air coming in and out of the nostrils or in the chest, expanding and contracting, or in the belly rising and falling. Or it might be in a more global sense of the breath moving through the body. So wherever it is, the breath is presenting itself to you most clearly. See if you can let your awareness rest there. It's like you're seeing an old friend in a crowded room. And you start to pay close attention to their movements. For some people, it can be helpful to make a silent mental note of the movement of the breath to help stay connected with the breath. So you might silently repeat in, out, Or maybe it's rising, falling, expanding, contracting, whatever most accurately describes how you are experiencing the breath. And when the awareness gets slack and the mind wanders off, very gently begin again. Just take up the thread of the breath as you might take the hand of your friend once you've encountered them in the crowd. And stay with it as best you can until you inevitably and invariably can't, and your mind wanders and you go off. And once you've noticed that that's happened, you can celebrate the magic moment of return. The breath gives us opportunities upon opportunities upon opportunity to start over, to begin again. You will notice again and again that your mind may stray off. When you notice this, wake up. Sit up. Sit the mind up and come back to your breath. You might notice the tone of your mind when you notice the attention has wandered. If there's harshness or judgment there, you can notice that. And see if you can apply curiosity and kindness in its stead. And in the final 5 minutes or so of our practice, my voice will fall away. And you can work like this, guided by your own breath, by your own self, by your own being, to begin again and again. As we prepare to move out of this period of practice, see if you're called to set an intention to continue to begin again and again and again with kindness and curiosity and willingness to be with what is as you move through the rest of your day and the rest of your lives. As you're ready, you can slowly begin to let your eyes float open. It's been a pleasure to practice with you today. You can learn more about mindfulness and meditation through the MARC app, Mindful Awareness Research Center app, the different offerings, the different courses, and also online on the website. I will see you next month on the first Thursday. Thank you for all of those who are giving shout outs in the chat. And I'll see you next time. And for those of you who want to stick around or have some questions or comments or just want to be in community, I'll stick around for about 10 minutes and you're welcome to stay with me and chat. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.